She was crying silently as we left the school, and I found myself without words. All during the ride on the bus, I thought to myself how upside down the situation had become. She was terrified of me. The ice had broken between us, and the gap was widening as the current of my mind carried me swiftly into the open sea. She was right in refusing to torture herself by being with me. We no longer had anything in common. Simple conversation had become strained, and all there was between us now was the embarrassed silence and unsatisfied longing in a darkened room. "You're very serious," she said, breaking out of her own mood and looking up at me. "About us." "It shouldn't make you so serious. I don't want to upset you. You're going through a great trial." She was trying to smile. "But you did. Only I don't know what to do about it." On the way from the bus stop to her apartment, she said, "I'm not going to the convention with you. I called Professor Niemer this morning and told him. There'll be a lot for you to do there. Interesting people, the excitement of the spotlight for a while. I don't want to be in the way." "Alice, and no matter what you say about it now, I know that's how I'm going to feel. So if you don't mind, I'll hang on to my splintering ego, thank you." "But you're making more of this than it is. I'm sure if you'll just..." "You know? You're sure?" She turned and glared at me on the front steps of her apartment building. "Oh, how insufferable you've become. How do you know what I feel? You take liberties with other people's minds. You can't tell how I feel, or what I feel, or why I feel." She started inside, and then she looked back at me, her voice shaky. "I'll be here when you get back. I'm just upset, that's all. And I want both of us to have a chance to think this out while we're a good distance apart." For the first time in many weeks, she didn't ask me inside. I stared at the closed door with the anger mounting inside me. I wanted to create a scene, to bang on the door, to break it down. I wanted my anger to consume the building. But as I walked away, I felt a kind of simmering, then cooling, and finally, a relief. I walked so fast I was drifting along the streets, and the feeling that hit my cheek was a cool breeze out of the summer night. Suddenly free. I realize now that my feeling for Alice had been moving backward against the current of my learning, from worship to love to fondness to a feeling of gratitude and responsibility. My confused feeling for her had been holding me back, and I had clung to her out of my fear of being forced out on my own and cut adrift. But with the freedom came a sadness. I wanted to be in love with her. I wanted to overcome my emotional and sexual fears, to marry, have children, settle down. Now it's impossible. I'm just as far away from Alice with an IQ of 185 as I was when I had an IQ of 70. And this time, we both know it.